Only we burned the homes of the nobility. Only we cleansed our town of them and their society. Only we obeyed. The survivor will watch over us."
Spook shivered quietly. It felt very strange to be hearing men he didn't know speak of Kelsier in such tones. Spook had walked with Kelsier, learned from Kelsier. What right did these men have to speak as if they had known the man who had become their survivor? The conversation turned to matters more mundane. They discussed new laws that would forbid certain kinds of clothing once favored by the nobility, and then made a decision to give more funding to the Genealogical Survey Committee. They needed to root out any in the city who were hiding noble parentage. Spook took notes so he could pass them on to the others. However, he had trouble keeping his eyes from trailing back down to the young woman in the garden. "What brings her such sorrow?" he wondered. A part of him wanted to ask, to be brash, as the survivor would have been, and hop down to demand of this solemn, solitary girl why she stared at that plant with such melancholy. In fact, he found himself moving to stand before he caught himself. He might be unique, he might be powerful, but, as he had to remind himself again, he was no mistborn. His was the way of silence and stealth. So he settled back, content for the moment to lean down and watch her, feeling that somehow, despite their distance, despite his ignorance, he understood that feeling in her eyes. The ash. I don't think the people really understood how fortunate they were. During the 1,000 years before the collapse, they pushed the ash into rivers, piled it up outside of cities, and generally just let it be. They never understood that without the microbes and plants, Rashik had developed to break down the ash particles, the land would quickly have been buried. Though, of course, that did eventually happen anyway. 15. The mists burned. Bright, flaring, lit by the red sunlight, they seemed a fire that enveloped her. Mist during the day was unnatural, but even the night mists didn't seem to be Vin's anymore. Once they had shadowed and protected her. Now she found them increasingly alien. When she used allomancy, it seemed that the mists pulled away from her slightly, like a wild beast shying away from a bright light. She stood alone before the camp, which was silent despite the fact that the sun had risen hours ago. So far, Elland continued to keep his army protected from the mists by ordering them to remain in their tents. Ham argued that exposing them wasn't necessary, but Vin's instinct said that Elland would stick to his plan to order his soldiers into the mist. They needed to be immune. Why, Vin thought, looking up through the sunlit mists. Why have you changed? What is different? The mists danced around her, moving in their usual strange pattern of shifting streams and swirls. It seemed to Vin that they began to move more rapidly, quivering, vibrating. The sun seemed to grow hotter, and the mists finally retreated, vanishing like water evaporating on a warming pan. The sunlight hit her like a wave, and Vin turned, watching the mists go, their death like an echoing scream. They're not natural, Vin thought, as guards called the all clear. The camp immediately began to shift and move, men striding from tents, going about the morning's activity with a flare of urgency. Vin stood at the head of the camp, dirt road beneath her feet, motionless canal to her right. Both seemed more real now that the mists were gone. She had asked Sazed and Elland their opinions of the mists, whether they were natural or something else. And both men, like the scholars they were, had quoted theories to support both sides of the argument. Sazed, at least, had eventually made a decision. He'd come down on the side of the mists being natural. "Even the way that the mists choke some people, leaving others alive, could be explained, Lady Vin," he had explained. After all, insect stings kill some people while barely bothering others. Vin wasn't that interested in theories and arguments. She had spent most of her life thinking of the mists like any other weather pattern. Reen and the other thieves had mostly scoffed at tales that made the mists out to be supernatural. Yet as Vin had become an allomancer, she had grown to know the mists. She felt them, a sense that seemed to have grown even more potent on the day she'd touched the power of the Well of Ascension. They disappeared too quickly. When they burned away in the sunlight, they withdrew like a person fleeing for safety. Like a man who used all of his strength fighting, then finally gave up to retreat. In addition, the mists didn't appear indoors. A simple tent was enough to protect the man inside. It was as if the mists somehow understood that they were excluded, unwelcome. Vin glanced back toward the sun, glowing like a scarlet ember behind the dark haze of the upper atmosphere. She wished Tensun were there, so she could talk to him about her worries. She missed the Khandra a great deal, more than she'd ever assumed that she would. His simple frankness had been a good match to her own. She still didn't know what had happened to him after he'd returned to his people. She'd tried to find another Khandra to deliver a message for her, but the creatures had become very scarce lately. She sighed and turned, walking quietly back into camp. It was impressive how quickly the men managed to get the army moving. They spent the mornings sequestered inside their tents, caring for armor and weapons, the cooks preparing what they could. By the time Vin had crossed a short distance, cooking fires had burst alight, and tents began to collapse, soldiers working quickly to prepare for departure. As she passed, some of the men saluted. Others bowed their heads in reverence. Still others glanced away, looking uncertain. Vin didn't blame them. Even she wasn't sure what her place was in the army. As Ellen's wife, she was technically their empress, though she wore no royal garb. To many, she was a religious figure, the heir of the survivor. She didn't really want that title either. She found Ellen and Ham conversing outside of the Imperial tent, which was in an early stage of disassembly. Though they stood out in the open, their mannerisms completely nonchalant, Vin was immediately struck by how far the two men were standing from the workers, as if